Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, you know, the markets did something today that they only do on average 7 times a year. We're going to rifle through the pension woes of another major American city. And the whole point of this is some sort of evidence of what's going to happen with our poor New Orleans firemen and policemen and other public pensions, a lot of which are underwater. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. Now, if you didn't get it that time, go ahead and start pulling out your phone. I'm going to say a couple more things and I'll repeat the number. I've got five signs you're not ready to retire, even though you think you are. But I want to start with an anniversary that landed over the weekend, and we just didn't get a chance to get to it on yesterday's show. It has now, Gregory, it's 1 year anniversary of Brexit. Here's a recap from Cavuto on Fox Business.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. The Brexit vote 1 year ago today, a lot of the doomsday predictions that Britain and much of the European markets would go into the tank. Now the FTSE, for example, is at an all-time high, and our own Dow has been surging, in fact, surging a lot, despite the initial fears, for example, with another big populist wave, the election of Donald Trump. To Nicole Petalides on who has benefited the most over the year that the populist wave started with Brexit. Nicole.
Well, there are plenty of winners to discuss. As you noted, the FTSE at a high. Don't forget, a lot of those stocks that are within that FTSE actually invest, work, get their sales numbers abroad. So they're not making their money in the United Kingdom. That's why the FTSE did well. How about the U.S. market? Everybody was so nervous about Brexit, British exit from the European Union, the Eurozone. Look at that. The Dow up 19% during that time. S&P 500, 15.5%. And the Nasdaq, 27%. And stocks are looking into clocking another week of gains. The Dow, for example, right now is looking at its fifth straight week of gains. Here's a look, though, at part of the issue, and this is the pound. The pound abroad has plummeted. In fact, it moved to 30-year lows, sold off, and with weakness in the pound, it's brought tourism to the UK. But big picture, that is one area that really has suffered. But stocks, no problem there. Don't forget, this was all through Trump's administration, too. So we have multiple elements happening here, Neil. But financials have done so well here at home. Goldman, JP Morgan up 42% and 35% respectively. The banks abroad, terrible. Though names such as Royal Bank of Scotland, the European banks did not do what our banks here at home have done. And technology has done great. We've no technology and healthcare have done so well. But since the British exit that was announced last June, you can see Apple up 52%. And Microsoft a winner. And I will toss back to you with that tourism there in the United Kingdom, because the pound is so low, has now hit the highest record level since 1961.
So not quite the Armageddon many people were predicting, Gregory. What do you think of Brexit in its first year?
Oh, well. The story is yet to play out. But it seems that the UK can take care of themselves.
Yeah, a lot of hype and catastrophic screaming for nothing, huh?
Yeah, and you know that talk about them being put at the end of the line? I think they've cut in up front. That's what it sounds like. Rest of the EU still having a lot of trouble.
But this should provide skepticism for the people who listen to doomsayers out there. All right, 504-260-0995. To the phones we go. We're going to talk to Dalton and Homa. You're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Dalton?
Hello, how's it going? Second time caller. I actually work offshore, so I travel from my home 2.5 hours to the shop, and then I go offshore. So I have a little bit of road time here and there, and it always just so happens for some reason that your show's on, and I love listening to it, and I learn a lot. I just had a question in regards to my wife. Well, I should say my father-in-law was just married. And the girl that he married was always questionable in regards to his children. And she's 20 years younger than him, and just the whole deal. I'm not going to go into that. But what my question was pertaining to is, you know, they were like, "Did you do a prenup? Did you do that and this?" And he's like, "Look, anything that's like, you know, inheritance and all that, she can't mess with and all that." And I'm like, okay, but I've tried to do research online in regards to if you do have a will prior to marriage, is that still standing? Everything I found says pretty much that that's null and void and that your significant other at that time, your spouse, would be heir to anything that you had. And I just wanted to get your aspect on that, you know, see what you said about that in regards to does she then now have everything? If he passed away, would she have access to everything, or does he need to do a will after the fact, or how does that work?
So he has a will before the fact, and correct, the kids are the beneficiary of everything?
Correct.
Here's the only thing that she alters without it being done, and this goes under, what is the federal rules?
Is that filial law?
No, it's on the qualified money on the federal side. I can't think of it. But look, say he's got a 401k.
ERISA?
Yeah, ERISA. Wow. And the kids are the beneficiaries. And he gets married. He has to get her to sign a non-spouse beneficiary designation to allow the kids to stay the beneficiaries, because if he does not get that signed and forgets to change the beneficiary, she gets it.
Well, I don't think it's more of a 401k as in...
I know, but I'm giving you the only... Right. Listen. Only example that I know of that because they got married, it affects a beneficiary. So she's excluded regarding the will. She's excluded on the IRAs if he doesn't change the if everything names, say the kids by name, the beneficiaries is how it should be, by name. And I'm naming a lot, life insurance, annuities, IRAs, the will.
The
property goes by the will.
She moved in, right.
Is it in the will? And how's it titled? It's titled in his name. If he doesn't change anything, she doesn't get anything.
Right. What about his pension? Well, she would get his pension, huh? From the police department.
Well, that's what I'm speaking of, ERISA. Now, has he turned on the beneficiary, or is he still working for the police department?
No, he is retired.
Okay, then I still, once again, would refer back to the plan on that. And it depends on how he took the pension. It might be life only, so nobody gets it when he dies.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
So if he was single, he took life only because there wasn't a spouse to leave it to.
Right. Now, when, he has a property that he sold, and he has a gentleman, an agreement that's, you know, all through the title company and everything, but somebody's making payments on this property he sold, and for the next 15 years, the gentleman's paying $1,000 a month for this piece of property to him. And it's just another thing I'm just wondering about. Is that something that she would be, have the rights to in regards that he passed away?
Well, the other thing we have to go to is how is the will worded?
Right.
You know, that concerns me is the wording, because
a marriage does not null and void a will.
No, it does not. And that's what I point out. But I'm always still concerned about how it's written and the language in there. From a community property standpoint, she's entitled of half of the fruits.
Right. And now, is that the fruits post-marriage, or is that everything?
Well, it's community property now. That's different from the will, but once again, depends on the wording. Did it leave room for this scenario to pop up there? Because one of the things, let's go to the other side. You're worried about death. Could we be worried about a divorce?
Right.
So if they commingle money, becomes community property. She gets, if they didn't have a prenup, she gets all the upside of everything she has a half interest in.
Right. I gotcha. But so, I did, like I said, I looked online for a lot of stuff, and I couldn't find anything actually for the state of Louisiana. But I saw a lot of stuff about people saying, oh, my stepmom married my dad, da-da-da-da, and he died, and she took everything and started spending the money. And, you know, they and what I found, the research I found, said that it was null, making the will null and void, but it doesn't. That a marriage with no prenup, nothing else, just strictly getting married, does not make... you know, if he says, hey, this house is going to my kid when I die, this house goes to so-and-so, and he dies, even with a wife after the fact, that she does not have right to that house, as long as in the will.
So, you know, he can go change it, and you wouldn't know it.
Right. No. And I totally agree. No, I believe.
I'm just pointing out because questions.
Right.
Are coming up for a reason. So, and that's just anything can be changed by him. He doesn't need anybody's permission to change any of his property.
Dalton, in your research, did you come across the term usufruct?
Come back on that?
In your research, when you were Googling around to try and find some answers, did you come across the term usufruct?
I have not. I was mostly just actually what I really found was a bunch of other people asking questions and then, of course, people answering and, you know, people telling their own stories. I never found anything that was actually, and actually I couldn't even find anything for the state of Louisiana. Most of the stuff I found was like, this happened in Pennsylvania or this.
You might as well set
here,
it on fire then. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's got to pertain to this state. Reason James brought up usufruct is, hey, she could be given the use of the property. Not ownership, use of, and when she's done with it, moves on, then you get what's left of the property. So that's one reason I spoke about language of the will. Does it leave room in there? It could be written for him to get married, or he could protect her on the house. He dies, she gets to stay in the house. When she dies, then you guys get the house. Number of scenarios right. There depends on what he does going forward.
Right.
But if he's wanting the kids to get the property, he has to exclude her from that.
And he does nothing from this point on, then she would remain previously excluded?
From the will,
subject
to that language. Here's who you need to call, Wes Blanchard of the Total Wealth Authority. Go to my website, the Total Wealth Authority, on that page, GregoryRicks.com.
Next question, give us a call, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's lead of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
for taxpayers that get these phone calls. It's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're not using the 401k, and if there is a match, that's like free money. You're doubling it. Each year you add money to that for that year's contributions. You should definitely go get the match. If it's 3 or 4%, put in that much. Now, let's say you're already doing that and you get a raise. You want to make that raise go further? Increase the 401k. And you don't have to do it by that percentage, but you're also doing it pre-tax, which means Uncle Sam's kicking in because he's not getting his tax on that. It's being deferred to later. So you can get more value out of that raise and still have some left to do something else.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I'm rocking with you, girl. You know I'm cool with just chilling in.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. You're listening to Financial Talk Radio. Just add to the last caller. The whole thing is he really needs to speak to an estate planning attorney, and that's what Wes Blanchard does. But to keep asking questions about what Pops might do, you don't know what Pops is going to do. You can ask all this. Well, if he does nothing, and I'm going to tell you, he's unlikely to do nothing regarding these changes. And his wife's probably going to hate, bring it up. By the way, you ever thought about updating your will, your beneficiaries? But he'll probably think of that on his own. If you have a question, financial situation, you're not sure what to do, 504-260-0995.
At our next live event, July 13th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. I'm good. There's going to be a smattering of topics. And this is the interesting thing that kind of separates us out from some of the other financially focused shows that you hear on the radio. Because most of them, they're myopic. They're very tunnel vision. We're over here. We're going to talk about mutual funds and ETFs. These other guys, we're going to talk about how to make money in the stock market, never lose money, and lock in gains. I mean, you hear the same cliches over and over. Those people can only deal in one area. Part of the difference, the unique nature of this show is because of Gregory's wide range of expertise, but also because we have the Total Wealth Authority. We have expertise beyond what you hear in most shows. So, I mean, the guy that you just heard, Dalton, he has an estate planning question. Well, not necessarily for himself. But hey, we can help you with that at Gregory.
But you could see why he has those questions.
Because it's so hard to get answers. Because there's no one else to
get answers. Has concerns. Things have changed.
Google doesn't help. The information that you get from every other state is almost completely irrelevant in the Napoleonic law state of Louisiana.
And all that information, you know, the way Google works, all the search engines, there's a lot more of the other 49 states having information than one state. Think about it. And there's just not much out there. And nobody's going to go out there and give you the whole creation of the law, because then you
don't need them.
Don't need to go pay some attorney for an hour of his time.
You know, one of the things I learned about Google today is beyond the United States, they act extremely different as far as how they set up.
Well, they acting badly or something to have that giant fine?
Well, the EU's not a fan. I am a fan, but it's amazing how the internet does not know really where it's at geographically. You know, it's like the market doesn't know where it's at. Doesn't know it's at an all-time high, does it? The internet doesn't know. These DNS servers don't know where they are.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, so when you go ask to go to a website, you type in a name, but it gets converted to a number, and then it bounces around to what's called DNS servers till it finds the one that matches, and it'll send you to the website. So for the United States, we're usually just bouncing around in the United States, but other countries, a lot of them have to cross oceans to our DNS servers to figure out where to go, and Google tries to do their own little shortcuts, and when algorithms get in the way, and Germany wants Google to only give search results that favor German companies, and France only wants Google to give search results that favor French companies, and China basically wants them to filter out 9/10 of the internet and only give results to what's been whitelisted by the Chinese government. They definitely have to act completely different from country to country, and they have really ticked off the EU with the way that they stagger results on the searches there. Maybe we could have our own little Louisiana Google, though. That's what we need.
I guess they obviously build the servers, the code, to differentiate the country that they're pulling Google up in.
Yeah, they have to read what ISP it comes from, and that tells them the country of origin. And so then if you're searching for a car, it will give you cars at least in your currency. Probably in your country or at least in your region. But, you know, you search for a car here or you search for a toaster here, it'll come back. It'll be like, yeah, we got a toaster here for $25. We found a toaster here on eBay for $18. We found, if you do it in Germany, it's all euros, but a lot of it's still similar websites. Although, like in China, they don't let them bring you the results from eBay. They want you to bring the results from Alibaba. They don't let you get the results from Amazon. They want it from Alibaba. So, the complaint, though, is that the EU says when you search for something that you're going to buy through Google in Germany, they have a tendency to bring up 6 things that are sold through a Google partner before it'll bring you a German company. It's protectionism. And what's the fine? $2.7 billion?
Yes. So they're pushing their partners up to the top instead of showing everybody.
Right. Now,
isn't that what they do here on the click-throughs and stuff? Those that are paying are showing up at the top no matter what.
It's a different mindset, Gregory. But
so they don't like that over there?
To some people, that's not fair. Just because these people paid for the privilege of being listed first, that's not fair to the other companies that can't afford it.
I can't afford it, so
I should be in the top 6, or it should be absolutely random, is what that was sort of the gripe they're making. You could have some of the pay.
It should be based on how well we spider create our connections through the system.
I'm fine with it going to the highest bidder. You know, there's a reason Google is free, and it's because Google now actually gets more ad revenue globally than every single newspaper and magazine combined globally. They beat the entire print ad industry on planet Earth, just that one company. That's why it's free.
Well, there's a niche for somebody else to allow the searches without anybody buying their way up front. So will they be competitive? Will they be good? Will they last?
Will they be able to stay in business at all?
Probably not.
I know. What do you want them to do?
And
go under?
People won't use them, but, you know, it probably takes a lot of computer engineers to make all this work and keep it going. Somehow it has to be paid for. The two guys in a garage are only going to go so far. Or dorm room.
Sure. Yeah, that first little apartment they start in. So that's the deal with that. And I guess, I don't know, if you follow, this is a different mindset. Everyone should have the exact same access and the exact same search results, regardless of who can afford it. And under that model, it wouldn't be sustainable according to the free market. So if you're going to have your Germany-specific search engine, it would necessarily have to be subsidized. And man, now we're starting to sound like healthcare.
How many employees do they have?
Google? I couldn't tell you.
Well, last year they had 53,600. Now it's around 62,000 full-time employees. $23,000 in research and development. Take some ad revenue to payroll.
Yeah. I'm always impressed just the idea that they can handle the traffic that they have. Because if you have, like Facebook announced that they just passed for the first time, first website ever to pass 2 billion monthly users. Every single one of those 2 billion people is sending just thousands and millions of ones and zeros down a little pipeline, and some computer's catching them all and directing them all to go to the same place and reassembling them on the other end. And just, you know, my little dabbling into the computer industry, I just marvel at the idea that they can keep Google.com up all day, every day.
It's a machine.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And they're obviously going to make changes with the EU.
Okay, so if you want to join in on the number segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life section. On the menu bar at the top, you'll see the numbers page. And it did that magic thing. It only does, on average, 7 times a year. And the markets finished at their lowest point of the day. And, you know, the NASDAQ kind of had a big drop. But the Dow and S&P, it was very horizontal for most of the day. And then after 2 o'clock, it decided to sort of yawn and fall off just a little bit, though. Volatility wasn't crazy, but it's still a negative day. Not enough to drive the Dow below that magic benchmark of 2,100. But it finished at 21,310, so down 0.46%. S&P down 0.8%. It was at 24,19 now. NASDAQ is the big loser today, 1.6%. Small caps, Russell 2000. Had a pretty bad day, 2.9% down. It's at 14.03. But the big losses just aren't on the board. Who's the big loser today? Google down 2.6%. I guess the biggest loser because of that fine. But the rest of our, what we call our FANG stocks, not doing so well either.
10-year treasuries moved up a little bit today. We're looking at 2.195. I did see it earlier at 2.2. as well. 3/32 price change. Now it's showing 4/32. So on 30-year mortgages, it looks like we're up. Oh, 3.97.
Better get that refi in, guys.
Yeah.
504-260-0995. We'll do gold and oil next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing I see everywhere: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers up surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, you want to reduce your tax bill? Contribute more to the 401k. Few businesses that we're working with. One of them is an attorney where they've been doing SEP contributions, but this year we're setting up a solo 401k so they can shift even more money that's pre-tax to it. And there's another business that's having big changes, and we're helping them set up a solo 401k, just husband and wife type businesses, whether it's the legal firm or this farming firm. And it just all of a sudden starts shifting liabilities. So when they're in a 30, 40, 43% tax bracket, that makes a big difference on your AGI.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One of the things you might want to consider doing is a financial stress test on your portfolio. A financial stress test would give you where you're headed on your financial path.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRN. No.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. Senate Republicans back to the drawing board on their health care plan. There is not enough support for a vote before the 4th of July break. Most senators met with President Trump this afternoon.
I thought the president was very open-minded towards trying to make the bill a better bill, and I get along very well with the president. I think I can work with him, but everybody's got to be open to letting the bill become more of a repeal bill.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul. Democrats say the bill would force millions off their insurance.
The American people spoke. Many members of the Senate listened. And what they heard from the American people was that this bill was not a bill that they thought would help themselves or their families or their country.
House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer. Officials in Utah blame a lack of logging for a major wildfire that scorched the southern part of the state. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. I got your fix.
Hey, welcome back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Your home away from the show is GregoryRicks.com. Download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app like all the cool kids are doing. You can send us a text message, the much more convenient way to communicate. Now, we prefer phone calls because we like having the conversation. But I admit it's a little time-consuming, and for some people who have emotions, who have fear, who have anxiety, speaking in public is just not your thing. That's fine. We'll do the text messages just fine. It's the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Also, you can RSVP for our next live event. It's a women-only event coming up in 2 weeks, July 13th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. This is how you come on out and become a part of Gregory Ricks and Associates. Meet the crew. Meet Gregory Ricks. I'll be there. Shake our hands. Look us in the eye. Listen to our presentation. And if you like what you hear and you think this philosophy is kind of what you're looking for, then we'll set an appointment and we'll get to business later. Then we'll just enjoy a steak and have a good evening. RSVP, though, this is a women-only event coming up in 2 weeks. You can call the office directly, 504-832-9200. 504-832-9200. If you don't remember that, remember GregoryRicks.com or get the app. You can just thumb your way to a phone call. If you need to call the show, different number, 504-260-0995. All right, we're going to wrap up the numbers segment here. Just ran out of a little time there. And, you know, my big loser on the short sheet today, if you want to follow along at GregoryRicks.com, you can see this as well. Netflix was down 4%. That was the biggest drop. I don't know why poor guys are, to me, are more popular than ever, and whatever excuses they come up with, they've always seemed to go away pretty easily in the past. Gold, though, had a positive day, $1,249.59 at its last trade. So it was up just a tick. And then oil has rallied for now five consecutive trading days after dropping below, almost down to 42 this time last week. It now sets at $43.87 a barrel, and it sees no hurry to get back up to 50. It really doesn't even want to look, act like it's wanting to get to 45. Starting to run out of gas. All right, now that that's out of the way, Gregory, I've got an excellent list here from USA Today. Five signs you're not ready to retire. And the caveat in this one is, even though you think you are. So this is for people who think they have a retirement plan, and we're just going to make sure it's not an adequate retirement plan. Number one rule of thumb, if you don't know what your monthly numbers are, if you don't have a financial plan, if you don't know what it takes to cover all of your expenses per month and how much money you're going to be receiving from all your income sources per month, you don't even know what you're in for. You are not ready to retire. Even if you think, well, I got this big pile of cash over here, I'll just live off of it. And you see that coming in the door, don't you? Well, I got this big pile, I'll be fine.
Some have that attitude that I'm good, I don't need much. Most people want to know where they are on the path. That's why we go through the GPS workbook, figure out. I did that with a new client today, went through the workbook and looked at how the next 5, 10, 15 years are going to look. Kind of explained to him my thoughts on the 5 to 10 to 15 years. The next 5 years, I look at from human nature. We have a handle on how we think the near future looks. You know, kind of where do you see yourself in 5 years? Your family, how do you see it in 5 years? There's a progression. Now, beyond that, it starts pushing the limits. Like, yeah, I'm not sure, but if this goes well, this goes this way, then I'm here. Okay, so for years 6 to 10, we're going to make reasonable expectations that things are going to go well. Not bad, but well, but not super great. We're just moving forward. And when you get beyond 10, that's like, God, I don't know if my job holds through, my health, the car doesn't break.
Robots take over.
Yeah, robots don't take over, or geosynchronous orbit keeps working and I can keep up my fleet of driverless car. You know, you're doing planning there. So you're having to plan that period. Can we look beyond that? Yes, because we can take certain expectations on money and inflation. We can look out 30, 40 years against assumed expenses that are increasing and come to a number. But once again, that's where you're hunting for long-term. Yeah, this should really work out. With that said, what we're kind of wanting to see in periods of every 5 to 10 years, how do things keep looking going forward? Because if it's going the wrong way, not getting enough return or overspending assets, you want to see those curves.
If there is going to be a spend down, I realize some people can set up these plans that'll pay money forever. But what's the age you're aiming for these days? Is it 110? Because you might have to back
about 120.
That. 120. That's probably a good idea, because in about 30 years, 100
is going to be weird. Because life expectancy keeps increasing, and you know, some people, I'm not going to be around then. But I don't know. I think you might be. What if you're one of those ones? And heck, men are going to eventually make up part of the centenarian population, not just the women. So, yeah, we kind of have to go a ways out. But, you know, it's cool when that works. Individual I was talking today, going to have very nice accounts at age 110. Now, also on the other side, he has a lot of qualified money, IRAs and such as that. So that's going to affect, because they're asking him to take more out. So creates a bigger tax bill, but he's creating after-tax money with a step up. So that can work nicely as well.
Number two, if your backup plan is to go back to work, if that's your backup plan, you're not ready to retire, especially if you're going to try and retire before full retirement age. Because if you go back to work after you turn on Social Security, before full retirement age. There's the take back. And you're not going to climb that mountain again. And if you think you might have to go to work, maybe you just shouldn't retire yet. Maybe you should keep working and not have that gap. Because also, the income you think you're going to get in retirement is usually not the reality.
You know, I've had a number of people come in and talk to me where they've retired and went back to work. This is early retirement. Not retiring at 60 or 62, say at 50. And I guess they thought they had a pile of money, but it wasn't a big enough pile because they spent most of it. Now they're back.
Okay, but the math is just incredible for trying to retire at 50. You're going to work from 20 to 50 for 30 years, and you're going to make enough money that you can live off that from 50 to 90 for longer than you worked? Did you save half of every paycheck?
I don't know what their reasonable expectations were. Maybe it was unreasonable expectations.
Number three, if you don't know the status of your accounts, as in if someone says, how much is in your savings account? You're like, I don't know. How much is in your 401k? I don't know. I know it's like, I don't know, 300, 400,000, somewhere around there. If you don't know within a reasonable ballpark what you're even dealing with, you shouldn't even be talking about it yet. That's an obvious one. You probably don't even have a comment for that one. Number four, debt. If you have more debt than you're comfortable with, don't retire. You are not ready to retire, especially early.
Yeah, debt can be a problem, and it's something should be discussed. I don't run into a lot of it. But surprisingly, I had a meeting today regarding debt. $50,000 on a mortgage, $70,000 on credit cards.
Wow.
He's 74, widowed, house worth about $275,000, wanting to know how to handle it. Kind of spent through the money. Somebody else owes him some money. He said, yeah, I'm going to get paid on it one day. Didn't show me a lot of confidence in that statement. And has Social Security income, but shouldn't show it because really can I do a HELOC? I'm thinking this is a Dwayne Stein conversation, but they're not getting a HELOC. Nobody's going to give. I'm surprised these credit card companies are giving you this much leeway. If they only knew. And then the other part, I said, here's reverse mortgage. This is your only out. Unless you're going to file bankruptcy and walk away from everything. Reverse mortgage is the opportunity. Had to discuss that and then turned it over to Dwayne Stein and his team. But that was it.
Yeah, you're paying for things that you got 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
That isn't retirement. That's suffering.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died, and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff, and that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What age do I apply for Social Security?
If you love your spouse, you'll wait. Most cases where if we have reasonable assets and can make a plan, have a little bit of time to work, 66. Just like somebody else that was in, their objective is to turn it on at age 66. So we talked about how to be in, he's retiring a year earlier than expected. It's fine. We're going to fix it with income from assets. And then boom, Social Security turns on. And then a year after that, hers turns on. But we're talking about FRA, full retirement age, age 66.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Have you ever heard of the Fire Stick? I've been hearing about it. You know, Stacy's dad and mom came to town a few days ago and was talking about the Fire Stick. That she said, like, why do we need the internet? Mary has the Fire Stick and she gets to watch what she wants on there. You know, I think I'm going to have to Google the Fire Stick. So what's up with that? Are they like getting something free, or is there some fee for this? There's a membership for Fire Stick, or I just pay $12.99 and I get what I want. Is there a myth going on out there? All of us couch potatoes want to know.
Yeah, so it's Apple TV has their version. Google has the Chromecast.
And Apple TV's kind of, it's not a stick, it's a block.
Yeah, it's a little hockey puck.
Yeah.
So there's a Google Chromecast, and Amazon has the Fire Stick. And the way it's supposed to work is the Fire Stick will do several things, but the one they're really pushing goes along with the Amazon Prime, where if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you can watch their catalog of streaming movies and TV shows and documentaries. But also they've delved into the original content, and they've got some pretty cool shows too. What is it, The Man in the Two Towers or something like that? Just to give you an idea, because their TV shows are far out than what you see on network TV. They're more like Netflix, where their biggest show is a historical dystopia where the United States loses the Second World War. So we get divvied up.
And where do I get that from? Fire Stick?
Fire Stick only. They're the only ones that have it. But other people are doing this too.
Have you seen that show?
I've seen the first few episodes, and it's amazing.
Well, what about that show on Netflix that doesn't seem like a Netflix show, but it's something about people leaving one planet, going to another? It seems like more of a Disney Channel show.
So
nobody gets mad. There's no killing. Things can be going really bad and nobody curses.
Well, they say some curse words, but never the F word. Right? It's amazing. You know, they will slaughter people by the hundreds, but never say
they get
the
leg chopped off and nobody.
And they have built-in gaps for commercials too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be selling that to other people, or maybe they have plans to put commercials in there for a free version at some point. But that is very curious because it's totally unnecessary. But yeah, there's the Fire Stick is Amazon's competition. However, there's an underground phenomenon of these jailbroke Fire Sticks. Remember the jailbroke iPhones? You can still do that. But back in the
jailbreak,
Remember that iPhones used to only be on an AT&T network?
And they would be jailbroke.
Yeah, and if you could code through them and get them on Verizon or Sprint or whatever.
Yeah, that market went away.
So, a jailbroke Fire Stick can dig into almost anything that's streaming out there right now.
So, is this like a thumb drive or whatever?
Yeah.
So, how does it...
It's half the size of this.
Okay, well, what if I have a smart TV? How does that help me?
If you have a smart TV, you plug it into the little USB on the back of your smart TV, and it just goes.
It's just picking up a signal in the sky.
It
doesn't need internet.
It does need internet. It needs your Wi-Fi.
Okay, so they're asking, well, why do I need the internet? I could get Fire Stick. I don't know if they're getting them jailbroke or whatever. I doubt they understand that.
Father-in-law misspoke on that one. Okay, we got a question from Sean here in the Periscope. Sean says, I'm 47. I work construction, single, no savings. No loans, which is good. Own my house. How do I make retirement? How do I make a retirement? So sort of a late start, but he seems to be debt-free and no house payment. So
he should have money to save. Start with building an emergency fund. So when something breaks, you don't have to go into your Roth IRA.
Are we thinking Roth here? Still young enough for that?
Yeah. How old is he?
47.
Yeah, there's still time. If you're wanting tax-deductible savings, IRA would do that, depending on income limits. So we're making an assumption up to $5,500 a year once he reaches 50, $6,500 in contributions. If you're wanting tax-free growth and tax-deferred growth with tax-free distributions, that's the Roth. It's after tax going in. There's no deductibility. But it grows tax-deferred and will come out tax-free. So think about those things and start building up your comfort level.
How big of an advantage is not having a house payment nor kids?
Huge. So you have a wife?
He said single.
Single.
Smart man.
Maybe not.
Well, what's cheaper, dating or marriage?
Could double the income. Get married. Oh, now same house already paid for. Yeah, thinking.
Well, yeah.
And somebody to do fun stuff with.
Yeah, Sean, why don't you marry a rich chick? That could be a great retirement.
We didn't say rich.
Well, someone who's doing better than me. How about that?
A woman is not a retirement plan. Just like I tell a woman, a man is not a retirement plan. But joint efforts can take you further. There you go.
All right. Any more questions, Sean, feel free to call in 504-260-0995. We have a caller. It must be from Periscope because he's from Michigan. John. Do I have that right, Angie? John in Michigan. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
This is Sean, and I just caught the half end of what you were talking about, man.
Oh, this is Sean. We were just talking about you. You're the 47-year-old construction worker.
Yeah. So I didn't hear anything that you were saying except for I need to marry a rich girl. So I've been looking for an RN, you know.
Oh, so. All right. You didn't do a quick recap for him? Because
we were talking, first off, you've got to build up some emergency savings. And did we lose him?
No, Sean's still there.
I'm here. Okay. I mean, okay. I probably got I got money in the bank and stuff like that. I just have never saved for anything.
Well, how much money you have in the bank? Give me a neighborhood. Not exact, just ballpark.
Like 20-ish.
Okay, well, there's emergency savings. Now you've got to start putting away for future to where you can create tax-deferred growth. Now think of money this way. I'd like to put it in pre-tax. I want it to grow tax-deferred. And then I want it to come out, we're going to put it in this context, tax efficiently. So you probably want to continue saving some after-tax money. You'd probably like to get some Roth into the mix. Your job doesn't have 401k or anything like that?
Well, I work for myself, so.
Okay. Well, you can create one, solo 401k. You can do a SEP or just set up an IRA and start putting some deductible money to work. Depending on income limits, you can put up to $5,500 a year and deduct it from your income tax. Could be an option for you. Roth allows you to put it in after tax, grow tax deferred, and take it out tax free. So once again, it has two of the three things that we like regarding that. I just threw out there, and because I asked, you were single. I said, well, if he's married, that's times two. Live same house, no extra rent, two incomes being saved. Just a thought, not pressuring you in that direction. But you got to get to work on it. Now is the time to start, and here's how much you should save. You ready?
Yeah.
As much as you can. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. And thanks for watching on Periscope. If you want to watch the show and enjoy some of the conversations that are being had by the people leaving comments, because there's a whole show within a show going on with the commenters, download the Periscope app, absolutely free. Find us at Gregory Ricks. It's just a little at symbol, Gregory Ricks, same as our Twitter handle. Let's go over to WBUV and talk to Gerald in Biloxi. What's up, Gerald? How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I'm 23 years old. I own my own house. I'm married with a child, 4 years old, and I have another one on the way. I've got about $5,000 in savings right now, and I was just wondering on a plan to save up for a college fund for him and retirement for me.
Your age again is?
23.
Roth IRA is where I'd start that does cover both. Okay. Make sure you have enough emergency savings, but that Roth is going to be a deal to get started, especially at your age. You can put up to $5,500 away, assume you're married. The mom can put away that much too. That's a great starter point.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Gerald. That's going to do it for the show today. I just want to remind you that we have the next live event coming up July 13th, RSVP for that. It's a women-only event. 504-832-9200 is the office phone number. You can also find that number at gregoryricks.com, or if you download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, you can either call the office, or there's an RSVP option within the app, because it's 2017, and you don't have to call if you don't want to. All right, that's going to about do it for the show. Remember, we do this every weekday from 7 to 8, and we do it every Saturday from 10 to 1. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Thanks.